If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Well, folks, while you were enjoying a long holiday weekend, get the extra day off and all that, Sue Tabb was already, I bet, fretting about being hungry this morning. She couldn't eat. What do you have to stop eating at midnight last night?
I mean, I stopped eating at like 7.
Yeah.
Because we ate dinner at like 6:30. I didn't eat anything since then.
She's fasting because of a blood draw.
I just have routine blood work for a physical I have. It's nothing crazy, but yeah, I have to go straight from here to that.
Did they make a big deal about fasting, about not eating, or did you suddenly remember that you're having the blood work done and you probably should?
I think they said to fast, but I also was like, all weekend I was thinking about it. I was like trying to eat clean, eat salads.
Yeah. All the last 3 days before your appointment, right?
It's like when you go to the dentist and you floss right before you go. Like, no one's going to know I don't ever floss.
Yeah. No, they know.
I know.
They always
I know.
But when you can't eat, it's like you would have been fine. I mean, you don't even. The thing is, I watch you guys all morning, every morning, and you don't really eat at this point yet anyway.
I know.
So it's not even like
I know
it would matter to you, but it's because you know in your mind you can't.
Right. I don't usually eat something till 8:30 or 9. And so, but now I feel 10 times more starving than I normally do because I know I can't.
Yeah.
That's all.
I
did find some tea.
Oh,
so
that's
I'm
nice.
Drinking tea.
The coffee is worse, I think, too, though, because you could probably deal without the food. It's the no coffee because you have coffee with cream.
You can have clear liquids like black coffee or tea, but you can't put any milk or creamer in it.
Yeah,
which
and
you
I
do.
Can't drink coffee without cream. I can't
either.
Drink it black. My husband only drinks it black. I don't know how he does it, but I can't do it. Mm. So I was just like, all right, I guess I'll have some tea.
The tea's okay, though. Mm. You know,
I've done the thing where I haven't fasted. I either forgot or I just didn't do it. And the blood work is all wrong. And so your numbers are, you know, they go, what's wrong with your cholesterol?
So it really is important. You know,
So it is important to do it. Or otherwise, you've got to go back in 3 days and do it again. And then you have to fast.
Right.
You know.
So it'll be fine. I can make
What time is your appointment? It's right after
it's
the
right
show?
After. It's at like 11:10.
So you're literally going to be on two wheels. Out of here. At night.
Well,
right.
When I mentioned
she's
going to
do two things. She's going to make two stops. Yeah. She's going to stop at like what, you know, some Starbucks or Tate or something to get a muffin and a coffee. You'll have it waiting in the car so when you get out of the blood draw, you can go munch it. You won't even leave the parking lot. You'll be eating it in the
car.
That'll be a car snack on the way home.
Well, I meant to bring a snack and I forgot. So now I have nothing in my car. So yeah, there might be a stop.
This is all at your regular doctor's office, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll be sitting there in the waiting room, waiting to go in, waiting to get the blood draw. Do they also, do they take your weight too? Because mine, when they do that,
Is it a physical? Yeah, they might.
No, it's not a physical. It's just the blood draw for the physical.
So the physical's in a couple days.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they're going to, I mean, for me, they get it all. They go, step on the scale. I'm like, what?
Oh.
I'm taking the belt off. I'm taking coins out of my pocket.
I
take keys, everything.
Tell
and they're
that.
Like, yeah, don't bother. I'm just.
I don't want to be weighed.
Well, so you get blood work every time you go for a physical? Oh, am I supposed to be doing that?
Yes.
I don't. I get a physical. I only get blood work when I have to for a reason.
Oh, but no. They should be looking at your blood.
Not every checkup.
Yeah,
they do.
They should.
Yeah,
you want
should.
A baseline. You want to know where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Who do you go to?
This edition of Oh Kendra has been brought to you by
great blood.
Not every physical, only on special things. Yeah.
How about this? How about the lies we tell our doctor? Because they're going to ask you. You know, they're going to ask you how much do you drink, how much do you eat. You know, are you depressed? All that stuff. Which is
how
of course
important.
How much you exercise?
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the dentist. They go, are you flossing regularly? And you go,
They know.
They know you're not flossing.
I don't
regularly.
Lie anymore.
I don't. Not to the dentist.
No.
Because I'm bleeding out on this chair, so
yeah,
they know.
Me too. I just say it like it is. It is what it is.
What are the lies you tell your doctor? Right to their face. 617-655-1067. Or, by the way, if you're a healthcare professional, what are the
what
lies
have you
hear?
Heard?
Yeah, what
yes.
do you hear day in, day out? They always lie.
Oh, they've got it. They just must laugh.
617-655-1067 at Magic.